Muslim Americans are not known for their political influence in Washington, but some Muslim activists are vowing to change that. The new voter registration drive is being launched by the Muslim American Society in hopes of registering hundreds of thousands of American Muslims in advance of next year's presidential election. Mahdi Bray is executive director of the Muslim American Society's Freedom Foundation.
And we feel that the Muslim community must indeed be very active in the civic process. We're not going to continue to be marginalized in our society. We're going to reach out. We're going to work with other groups and something like that. And we're going to make a difference in 2004 and years to come.
Mr. Bray says the American Muslim community still feels politically vulnerable in the wake of the 2001 terrorist attacks and the backlash it spawned, sometimes violent, against some Muslim Americans. He argues that greater political influence in Washington will ensure that anti-terrorism laws passed by Congress will not threaten the civil rights of Muslim Americans.
The Muslim community itself is facing a situation in terms of the sacrificing of those liberties and those rights. And we feel that the only way to protect them is to do what all other groups have done in America, and that is to mobilize ourselves civically and to register our people to vote and make our voices heard.
The registration effort is getting encouragement from other groups committed to expanding grassroots involvement in the political process. Roger Limoges is with a group called the Interfaith Alliance, a nonpartisan advocacy group that includes representatives from 65 different religious beliefs and traditions.
For any community or group of people, voting is the best way to get involved and to make a difference. At no other time in our history is it more important for the Muslim community to unify and strengthen their political voice.
Organizers say a particular concern is getting younger Muslim Americans to register to vote. Tanzila Ahmed is with a group called Enviro Citizen, a grassroots organization that promotes environmental concerns to young people. Ms. Ahmed will be going to college campuses looking to register young people. She says many Muslim Americans have been reluctant to get involved politically, especially since the September 2001 terrorist attacks.
By registering young people to vote, you're creating a voting block of young voters. And by creating this voting block of young voters, you are making politicians pay attention to you because you have this power of the voting block. And what I realized in the post 9/11 backlash is that there wasn't a voting block of young Muslim voters out there, and that there is no reason for politicians to pay attention to us, which is why that I feel that the young voter movement is so important towards Muslim issues right now.
Among the first to register under the new program is Fatima Popal, a young Muslim American woman who hopes many others will follow her example.
I just want to say that I am a Muslim, I am a woman, I am young, and I'm American. And as an American, I think it's very, very important for my voice to be heard.
Yes. And now you're a voter, too.
In addition to canvassing at shopping malls and mosques, the Muslim American Society will offer online voter registration through its website. The program is similar to one launched a few years ago by the Council on American-Islamic Relations, which sought to register 100,000 Muslim Americans before the 2002 congressional elections. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.